On this week's episode of the We Don't Know Either podcast, we talk presidential middle names, record-breaking albums, and horns, both of the costume and transportation varieties.
Beep, beep. Great promo coming through.
Yes, Justin, that's right. It's a great promo, and it's happening right now. The promo, of course, is for the We Don't Know Either book. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, filled to the brim, well, filled to the cover, really. It's not a vessel for holding liquids, but it's got puzzle, picture, fill-in-the-blank rounds, questions, answers, answer sheets. There's even some music rounds that you can recreate. Make sure you get the book.
You know what? If you wanted to hold liquids, you can pour some water in there. That'll work, too.
If you so want to.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 363 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Justin.
Justin, welcome back. That's great. We're happy to have you. Michael.
Yes.
At the end of last week, we left off. You didn't finish your fact.
I didn't.
But we did it in this shameless promo prior, so everybody got to hear about how pressure actually made diamonds with your Green Bay Packers having been the first Super Bowl team to get a ring with 100 diamonds on it.
Well, not my Green Bay Packers, but the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, okay. Well, your Green Bay fact.
Yes.
You're a very green fact.
Although, I don't know, if Philip Rivers leaves the
Chargers,
you
don't even. Don't even start. Don't even.
So, Michael, I would like you to kick us off today.
Okay.
See that?
Yeah, football pun.
Even though football is over for now.
So. Yeah.
Well, the XFL.
I was going to say, XFL starts up here real shortly.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Michael. What do you got?
So, it's pretty simple. There's been a record that's been broken in the music industry.
In the music industry.
In the music industry. That's right. Hard transition.
Mm-hmm.
So, who is the only artist to have 10 consecutive albums go number one on the Billboard Top Albums chart?
Ooh.
And this was broken recently.
Very recently.
Okay.
Wow. So, 10 consecutive albums.
10 consecutive albums.
That's a lot of music.
Someone's going to have 10 albums.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In order to... This is not going to be Blues Traveler.
Mm. Well,
wow.
Is it Chumbawamba?
It is not Chumbawamba.
Okay. That's not what I'm locking in with.
It's also not going to be anyone who's relatively new. Like they'll probably have been around since the 90s at least.
Well, so this is the type of thing where I know that for whatever reason, people like Katy Perry or Rihanna have a ton of like number one related records, right? Like it's the only person to have X number of number one songs debut at number one or like that. It's like Michael Jackson, Madonna, and Rihanna.
But those
something.
Are number one songs.
Right.
I don't think either of them have 10 albums.
I can tell you
that Taylor Swift has 7 albums.
Okay.
And I know that for a fact.
So.
It's all I listen to. No, I got some other stuff.
So if Taylor Swift has 7, she's only 27 years old, and her first album
she's
was
30.
When she was... Is she 30?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. Okay. So she's 30
years
old.
One of her albums is titled 1989.
That was the year she was born. She's 30 years old, so and 7 albums, and her first album was when she was what, 16?
Something like that.
Give or take. So that's an album every other year.
Mm-hmm.
So this person would have to be at least 35.
Unless they're cranking them out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like there is something to be said about somebody... spanning like the obvious like go-to answer would be like a Paul McCartney, but I feel like they hasn't had music out, new albums out in a while.
Is it an individual or a group?
It's an individual.
Okay.
Ooh,
so that would get rid of like the Rolling Stones or Aerosmith or U2.
Yeah.
All of these long running. Is it Madonna? Madonna's a good guess.
Did she put out an album recently?
I don't believe so.
Ugh. I'm not a Madonna fan.
Oh.
My gut instinct is that it's a female pop star.
I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
I know what it is.
Is it Waffle House?
Here's why I know what it is. Because I know what Michael's search history is recently on his computer.
Oh.
And given that search history, there's only one possible answer.
That scares me that you know my search history. I've been researching Dirty Sexy, I promise.
By the way,
Dirty Sexy Trivia, February 13th.
Yeah.
Right. Come and join us.
I don't know. Knowing Michael, he listens to a lot of country music, but I don't remember the last time that a country album has hit number one on the Billboard charts.
Is this the overall Billboard chart?
Yeah, this is the overall Billboard chart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like there has obviously been a lot of country that has done that, but I don't remember.
It is the Billboard 200.
Mm.
Okay, so I know that Michael has been researching country music festivals
that are
coming up in the region, so that he can go sleep in a tent somewhere and listen to country music.
Yep.
The dream, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
The dream.
So given the fact that he's been researching that specifically this week when he was looking for interesting facts, means that he came across a country music fact.
Your logic is sound.
And if it's a country music, longest career, best-selling sort of thing, the answer...
Ooh. Is it Dolly Parton?
That wouldn't have been my answer.
Okay.
My answer would have been Garth Brooks.
Oh, I was going to say Kenny Chesney.
And or Christopher Gaines.
Okay.
I don't see
what you did there. Garth Brooks put out an album under essentially a...
pseudonym.
Like a whole personality, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Chris Gaines.
Got it. You are all incorrect.
Oh,
and it is,
man.
And Lindsay, I think, is correct. I can't imagine. I can't even think of the last time a number one album was on the Billboard 200.
Yeah.
Well, the number one at the Billboard.
All right. Well, can you give us a genre?
Hip hop.
It is hip hop.
It is hip-hop.
Or rap. I don't know.
Eminem?
Eminem is correct.
Oh. Hey, there you go.
So with the surprise album dropping of Music to be Murdered By.
Oh, he did.
He broke the tie with Kanye for 9 consecutive albums.
That was going to be my guess. Was Kanye.
Kanye was in a tie with Kanye. So this last album debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Top 200.
All right, so stay tuned for Kanye's drop very soon.
He's got to get the record back.
He's charging people to go to church now. So that's true.
I mean, is that different than most churches?
Well,
you just it's a volunteer.
It's
versus,
a choice, I think you can put it.
Volunteer and guilt versus ticket versus, at the door.
Yeah, I don't know what the fees are, like what are the service fees.
I was going to say, does Ticketmaster get their 612% on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But cool, Michael, that's a great fact. Who's got a segue? Nobody? No? Cool. Keep making that really uncomfortable noise into the microphone. Justin.
So, there is a town called Peachtree City, Georgia, which is in the South.
Oh, Georgia in the South?
Yeah.
No.
Georgia the state, not Georgia the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's constantly. Can
Heard
you point,
of them.
Can you point out Georgia on a map?
The
I
state,
can't
yes.
Say yes.
They actually hold a record because the primary method of conveyance in this town is different than in most places. They have over 90 miles of traversable paths by what method of transportation?
And this is just a random town in Georgia? Peach town?
Yeah, it's not a beach town.
No, Peach.
Oh, yeah, Peachtree City, Georgia.
And they just have a weird method of transportation that everybody
just
like get around.
Everybody in this town has an alternative mode of transportation, and they all use it for most of their days.
I'm guessing it's not mountainous.
It is not mountainous.
Okay, so it's not like a...
As far as I can tell, I'm looking at pictures.
It's not like a mining cart or anything like that.
No, it's not a mine cart on tracks. That is correct. Everybody has their own personal little Thomas the Tank engine.
Yeah.
I would love to live in that town.
I mean, ATVs kind of fit, but I mean that I don't see how that's different than just biking. Like you could use the same pathway.
Sure.
For both of those. Seems like it would need to be something on tracks or something along those lines.
No. It is they are just paths, but they are paths that are specifically broken out for this.
I keep thinking that it has to do with a lot with like orchards and getting around the orchards quickly. And so I'm thinking the same thing, like what would fit thinner, but obviously the whole town is not comprised of entirely orchards.
Yes, I would assume.
That's where my mind is currently going.
Tractors.
Okay.
These are land vehicles, yes?
They are land vehicles, yes. Okay. They are not hoverboards.
I was thinking like if they were canals or something, and we're just doing like a roundabout.
That's a great idea. Like the whole city is canals.
Yeah.
Like Venice of the Americas.
Exactly.
Yeah. Of the North Americas.
Or it could be horse-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want my guess. I immediately thought of The Simpsons with the small town and
monorail.
The monorail episode. So I'm going to say monorail for no other reason that I am thinking of The Simpsons and thinking of that episode. Oh, which, by the way, bonus fun fact, Conan O'Brien wrote the monorail episode of The Simpsons.
Mm. Yes.
Yep. I know, I just think that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to go horse carriage. Buggy.
Like horse and buggy?
Yeah.
Right, like Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
you got a lift for your buggy. It's a
yeah.
Uber buggy style.
Yeah, Michael.
I got nothing, so unicycle.
Unicycle, okay.
I don't know how you build specific terrain for that.
Uh-huh. I would assume very flat.
Very
with,
flat.
With rails on a lot of the paths.
That's fair. Little training course.
So the town of Peachtree, Georgia, none of you are correct. The town of Peachtree, Georgia has a population of 35,000 people.
Whoa, that's a big town.
Okay. There are more than 10,000 golf carts that traverse all of the specifically laid out paths. So, like, most families, if they're going to the grocery store, they don't take their car to the grocery store. They take their golf cart. Hmm. So almost every family in the town has their own golf cart. And that makes for really, really ridiculous-looking parking lots and some really awesomely modded golf carts. Like, there's one that has one that I'm looking at that is a monster truck golf cart. So there's these big, giant, oversized tires.
That's amazing.
And then on the top of it is just a golf cart. So, yeah. I thought that was really cool. Just an entire town where people drive around little tiny golf carts.
That's really cool.
There are actually areas, I think it's Catalina off the coast of California, that are the same way.
Same way, yeah.
Because
a lot of beach towns.
Yeah, exactly. But because Catalina is its own little island,
right?
You don't need a car to get the whole way around. So everybody just kind of takes it out there and you have a little golf cart.
Yeah, they have over 90 miles of golf cart paths in this little town.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
So
cool.
It is significant.
You got a segue from that, Justin?
I think I do, actually.
Wow, all
so,
right.
So we all know that presidents love to golf. Every president, and I think history since golf was invented, has golfed.
Golf was invented a long time before, but yeah, sure, go for it.
Totally speculating that. Every recent president has loved to golf.
Very much so.
So, Harry S. Truman has an interesting middle name. Can you guess what it is?
It's just S, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it didn't stand for anything.
I could be wrong.
Or is that somebody, was that a different president?
I feel like we... somewhere in the back reaches of my brain have talked about Harry S. Truman, but my brain can't recall what it was. So it's very possible that this was my interesting fact a while ago, and I just can't remember it. It's actually more than likely.
You know what, Lindsay? 363 episodes? You're probably right.
I guess. I haven't been on since the beginning either, but I've been on enough of them to... blackout.
Black most of them out of your memory.
Most of the time, yeah. Okay, so he's got an interesting name. So I'm assuming that you are going to tell us why it's interesting after we guess.
Yes. It's
going to
be like Steve.
So we're wrong in that it just isn't just S, right?
I didn't say that. I just didn't answer.
Okay. Well, is that right or wrong?
Yeah, that was right.
Hey.
Go team.
Right. Yeah. You know what? And I'm going to give the credit on that one to Lindsay, who I'm sure used that as her interesting fact previously.
So according to David McCullough, who wrote the seminal biography on Truman.
Sure.
Having just a letter as your middle name was a practice not unknown among the Scotch-Irish, even for first names.
Really?
Yeah, at the time.
Just having a letter.
He was born in 1884, so.
Right.
Yeah, and his parents apparently couldn't decide which grandfather they wanted to name his middle name after. His mom's father was Solomon Young, and his dad's father was Anderson Ship.
Oh, so the S is for Solomon and Ship.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. This is just like Michael J. Fox. You know what the J stands for in Michael J. Fox? Andrew.
Yeah.
That was definitely my interesting fact.
Yeah.
And I definitely remember that I was talking about Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
I went into the... You did. Thank you, Justin, for taking this nice trip down memory lane for me. I appreciate it. But that's super interesting. I didn't know that. I thought I knew it, but I didn't.
It was in there somewhere. It just would have taken you longer than the recording time of this podcast to pull.
Yep. And you know how I like to feel about the delay and distract. Cool. So I guess I need to do a segue because I'm the only one that hasn't gone yet. So presidents, many of them in the past, had extravagant facial hair, and they had I would describe their facial hair as distinctive.
Sure.
And a lot of characters also have distinctive, maybe facial hair, but maybe parts of their costumes or part of their wardrobe is distinctive. So I would ask you guys, what's the distinctive feature of Loki from the Avengers series, the Marvel Cinematic Universe? What is Loki's big signature distinctive thing?
Like from a costume perspective,
yes, correct.
The horns.
Yeah, the horns immediately
horns,
come to mind.
Yes,
yeah.
That's my segue. From presidents to distinctive facial hair to costumes. I got it. It worked.
Okay.
Is your fact have to do with the MCU?
My fact has to do with Loki's horns.
Okay.
And I would like to ask you guys how much they weigh. I've been on a weight kick, I think, because it's just like the wedding diet. That's all I'm thinking about. I asked about Yoda's weight last week, and now I'm going to ask about Loki's horns and how much that costume weighs. This is according to Tom Hiddleston.
The costume, not the fictional horns.
Correct, yes, the costumes. This is Tom Hiddleston himself talking about it in a couple articles from when the first Avengers came out. So it's very possible that they've modified it
since.
I couldn't find
less
the most recent data for the horns.
Right.
But
now they're CGI. Horns, so
yeah, this is from the some of the original Avengers cast interviews and things in 2012 all the way back. So how much do those horns weigh?
I feel like it has to be a lot more than we would expect, otherwise it wouldn't be noteworthy.
More or less than Yoda?
Ooh, probably less. 100 pounds seems like a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if like how much a neck could hold, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you
okay,
just spent a whole lot of time on the They Did the Math Reddit, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
This is just something I stumbled upon, not on the Stumble Upon website, which one time, by the way, if you really want an out-of-body experience, you guys remember the Stumble Upon website? Mm-hmm.
It's gone, I think.
Yeah, I think RIP. I stumbled upon myself, so that was very strange thing. But anyway, so tell me, how much does Loki's hat, not hat, Loki's horns.
The helmet thing.
How much does it weigh?
Well, let's start here. How tall do you think it was? That had to add another, 2-3 feet?
Yeah, well, call it, split the difference. Call it 30 inches.
All right.
Okay.
This is the part where you guys think out loud.
No, yeah. I'm getting there.
So how much does, like, a football helmet weigh?
I mean, not all that much. Maybe 3 or 4 pounds?
So.
Yeah, I was going to say the newer ones with the padding and the everything else.
Football helmet weighs 6 pounds.
Okay.
All right.
I would say it's probably more than that.
Yeah. I bet you just the base of it is like 6 pounds, and then the horns themselves are a completely different thing.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go 25 pounds.
25 pounds? Nick?
I've got nothing. I've got nothing.
I'm relating all of this through the fact that I'm keeping a stack of reams of paper on my desk, my desk in there, and I know a ream of paper is 5 pounds. It's helping a lot with these what does everything weigh things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm making that same sound again that Lindsay hates.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about like a 25-pound dumbbell, putting that on my head. That seems like a lot.
Well, I haven't picked one of those up in a while. So.
I think it's probably a little bit lower than that. I'm going to say 15 pounds.
15 pounds? All right. Nick, what do you got?
Okay, so you said how much?
I said 25.
25, you said 15?
15.
Yep. I'm going $1.
Okay, so $1 does not weigh very much. That is, the bill is very, very lightweight because you have to fit it into
a wallet.
It's
made of paper.
But what if you have it in coins?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I Googled heaviest hats, I was trying to find like a record for the heaviest hat, and there was a lot of stuff about people putting nickels in their hat, which is a very deep, weird corner of the internet that I didn't go down. But anyway, so according to Tom Hiddleston, in 2012, the original Loki horns, not the original because Thor came before Avengers, but anyway, 8 pounds.
Eight pounds.
So 2 pounds more than the average football helmet. His other costumes, all the leather and metal and things like that, were about 30 pounds of additional weight that he had to wear. And it was very hot on a lot of the Avengers
set. So what you're saying is, with a guess of 25 pounds and 15 pounds respectively, that by Price is Right rules.
You could say. You could absolutely say
I
that.
I won't.
But yeah, no, he like didn't obviously really enjoy wearing that much weight on his head for hours and hours and hours at a time, but he felt that it was very important because this was the distinctive signature thing that Loki was.
Yeah,
so,
he'd have to wear it around all the time.
Yeah, but he would talk about how his brain kind of got a little bit scrambled at times because it was so hot, and obviously the heat escapes from your head, and when you're just wearing a metal heavy thing, the heat is just excessive. So he was very relieved when he would take it off at the end of shooting. But lots of really fun, interesting things about all the Avengers costumes because all of them are heavy and uncomfortable. But, you know, the Avengers do what they got to do.
I think they were when they started. I think towards Endgame, everybody was CGI, weren't they?
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
I don't know.
Robert Downey Jr. wasn't wearing actual Iron Man armor through the latter episodes. He was just wearing, like, dots on his face. And that
and,
was
yeah. Yeah. Like
and
a green suit.
And even then, if you figure, like, if you buy in,
uh-huh.
Technology is advanced that I'm certain those metals have gotten lighter as the series has gone.
I don't think the metal has gotten lighter.
The types of metals and alloys and stuff, you got to imagine that stuff. For the purposes
using
of fiction. for the purposes of fiction and buying
yes,
in.
Yes, okay, sure. Nanotechnology doesn't weigh that much.
Exactly.
Okay, so I have a secret phrase that's a quote from Loki himself. And so we're going to say, I am burdened with glorious purpose. And that is a Loki quote that's going to be our secret phrase. I am burdened with glorious purpose.
I am burdened with glorious purpose.
I am burdened with glorious purpose.
Or the correct phrase, I am burdened by glorious purpose.
No, it's with.
Oh, you said by.
Oh, well, it's with. I am burdened with glorious purpose. Oh, if you put okay. with or by, whatever. I'm burdened, glorious purpose. That's what we're trying to get at. It's a Loki quote. He's the god of mischief. So that's what's happening here. It's all mischief, all chaos. It's all
the
good
times.
Yeah. Yes. So this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Justin.
And we don't know either.
Bye.